Native loggers. The natives of the Northwest practiced forest management long before the white man coined the term. They used fire to open up meadows for semi-cultivated crops like huckleberries, roots, and tobacco. Their fires fertilized the soil naturally and helped clear underbrush from the forest floor. Coastal natives were the first to log the huge trees of the region. They used stone augers and sharpened shells to bore holes in the trunk of a towering cedar or spruce tree and built fires in the holes. In time, and with a little help from the wind, the undermined tree would topple. From the logs, the natives fashioned canoes by steaming the wood to make it more malleable and chopping away the unwanted wood. James Swan, who chronicled native life on the Northwest coast for the Smithsonian Institute, reported in the 1860s,
"These canoes, up to 70 feet in length, are beautifully modeled, resembling in their bows our finest clipper ships."
He also noted that the great canoes were equipped with sails made out of woven bark strips and that they were taken far out to sea where the natives harpooned whales. The natives also used western red cedar logs to carve elaborate totem poles in the likeness of animals, birds, and mythical creatures. Coastal tribes believed these totems protected them and brought good luck. The interior tribes built smaller, more maneuverable canoes from a variety of trees, including cottonwood, sugar pine, and ponderosa pine. These lightweight canoes provided easy access to travel on waterways, and the natives were able to cover great distances to hunt, fish, and trade with other tribes.